Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. I know there might be a little music in the background, but I try to eliminate it as much as possible. So how's everybody today? You having a great day? That went on longer than I thought it would. Okay, today we're going to talk a little bit more about gratitude slash appreciation. You know, pick the word you like the most. And yesterday I defined the little differences in the words, so we won't go back over that again today. If you want to learn more about that, listen to yesterday's show or listen to all of my shows. That would take up a lot of your time, wouldn't it? So if you're bored, you have nothing to do, all these podcasts that I have are posted here are on Apple Podcasts, iTunes Podcasts. They're free there if you want to listen to them. So either way, I have to go back and double check, make sure they're posted correctly. So that we're going to talk about ways to show gratitude or appreciation today. I have a thought. Before we jump into that, I had this thought about relationships. I'm not in a relationship, and I'm kind of seeking one. But, you know, at some level, I've kind of turned it over to the universe, even though I try to interfere sometimes and get too into trying to do it. You know, turn it over to God and let it happen. Then sometimes you try to control the situation as much as possible. But here's the thought. It's about gratitude. It's about appreciating how a relationship works and how you get into a relationship, because we all have preferences, I guess, about relationships. And I won't spend a lot of time on this, but I thought it was something worth discussing for a few minutes about relationships and who picks the relationship, who decides on the relationship or the initial one, okay? And I would say that it's more of the assertive one. Okay. Well, no, actually, I would reverse that. It's not so much the assertive one. It's more of the passive one, because assertive people will put themselves out there. Like a man will, you know, let's use the example. A man goes to a club or goes to, you know, some event, in a dating event, right? And speed dating is a good example of that, if you know what I'm talking about. I don't know if they do that anymore, but even online. Men who are more assertive will put themselves out there and say, okay, it could be women. Women can be more assertive. But the passive one is the one who chooses the other person, right? Think about that. Okay, my case is, okay, I'm more of assertive, more outgoing, more of an extrovert than an introvert. So I'll be on a dating site and I'll see a woman. Oh, I like her profile and she looks cute or interesting, or I like her style and so forth. And I'll write her a little note. Okay, so I'm being the assertive one. If you're both very passive, it doesn't work very well. And then the passive one, in a lot of cases, it's the woman, writes back and says, oh, yeah, I'm interested. And so there's where it starts. So at some level, now I've heard the story that women choose men, but I don't know if it's really the women who choose men. Now, what do you guys think? I mean, I'm open for a discussion on this and like to kind of throw it out there. I know it's kind of a last second kind of throw out. So if you're listening to today's shows, or if you listen to the show later, get back to me. What do you think? Is it really the more assertive, more passive one that selects the relationship? Oh, I guess there's different ways of looking at it. You both could be very assertive, and you could be that person that you've reached out to could be very assertive and say no. A lot of times, instead of being assertive, the passive one will just ignore you. They don't want to, for one reason or another, they don't want to say no. Because we don't like to say no. We don't like to hurt people's feelings, right? So instead of saying, you know, I'm not interested, or I'm looking for somebody else, or already, you know, lie, right? I've connected to somebody else, or I'm starting to see somebody else. They will ignore you completely. Okay, just never respond. Not even a thank you for the nice note. Thank you for your note, but you know what? So it really is, in many cases, it's the passive one. You know, I keep thinking about this, and I keep going rattling around and around on this thought. Is it that, or is it the women who select men? And I really, you know, at some level, I really believe that. Now, some people, men will choose women. They go, okay, I like this woman. I want to, even a passive man will select women. I'm brainstorming a little bit, and hope you don't mind me doing a little brainstorming here on this subject, because, you know, my always thought would be that women select men, okay? Women select men. And I really still believe that. Yeah, passive or extroverts or introverts, women select men. And all a man can do is put it out there. I'm interested. And a woman decides yes or no. Yes or no. Now, I know in some cases women will be more assertive and the roles reverse a little bit. That's happened in my case. But for the most part, even in that case, a woman's trying to select you, right? The woman is trying to select you, the man, and you may say, no, I'm not interested. Okay? So it is really women. Either way, woman selects a man, because woman either puts it out, says, I'm interested, I want to meet you, this smiles, you know, smiles. If it's online, writes you a little note, and then the man has to respond. I'm going to go with that. I'm just going to go with that. So we're going to be grateful for the way it works, right? You know, from a man's point of view, just be grateful that women select you. Women show that they're interested in you. Isn't that kind of interesting? I don't know. What do you think? Okay, let's get back to our topic for the day. I know I wandered off on this relationship. I did a little bit of, you know, thinking out loud, and I hope you kind of agree or disagree with me or think that's crazy talk. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about just real quick is I've been thinking about redoing a website and updating my website. So if you go to the Messenger in February, it's going to look completely different. And I hope you appreciate the big changes I'm making. I'm posting on there my blogs, which are really sections of my book. So that will be cool. You know, starting from page one, right? And writing my book and putting my book out there. So I have to keep up writing. But I've been thinking about, you know, one of the sections of it is, what services do you offer to your people? That's a good one. What services do I offer? What am I offering to you? I'm offering myself as a trans channel. Whatever the subject is, whatever your concerns are, it's about being a trans channel, channeling what spirit teachers have to say to you. And I was kind of asking this morning in meditation, okay, what services do I really offer people? And it's really a channel, trans channel. I go into trance and I offer things to you, either through writing or through, you know, personal meeting with you, but I channel. And that's kind of a cool thing. I love to do it. I'm going to channel in a minute or two anyway about this idea of gratitude a little bit more. I'll go through some of the ideas in a great article I found on ways of showing gratitude. But sometimes what spirit will do, you know, I love to learn. I love to read. I'm constantly learning new things about self-help, about health, about diet, about, you know, kindness. I've been focusing on kindness and all of that sort of thing lately. And so what spirit does is when I channel, they pick at my brain too. They jump into me and, oh yeah, this is what George. So they have a frame of reference of what I've been studying, what I've been reading about, and they jump off on that. Okay, so I'm channeled. So if you want a session with me, I'm going to channel for you. That plain and simple, I will channel. Even when I do psychic work, I'm going to channel. Excuse me, channel. People won't even know I'm channeling, but I will channel for them. And make a conscious effort to go into a light trance or a heavier trance for you, because I love to do that. So I'm going to do that today, and you get an example of that. But let me go through a couple of ideas of gratitude. So think about that. if you've never had the experience of somebody channeling, and I do it a little bit like Esther Hicks of the Abraham material, and so it's very similar to that. Okay, that's what I do. So look, let me talk a little bit about an article I found yesterday about, it's called virtuesforlife.com, virtuesforlife.com, 100 ways to express gratitude. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to go through some of it. And then I'm going to channel for you a little bit more about that. Okay, boom. That's going to be fun, right? And then we'll see what happens. Then I'm going to channel. I love to channel. I know. I don't know. It just feels better to me to try it. Instead of being a regular psychic where I'm trying to listen or trying to get information, I just go away. And I think that's the best way to do it, really. Yeah. So let's get into the article about virtues of. So number one point, and there's 100 of them. I'm not going to go through 100. I'm going to go through some of them, and then I'll let my spirit teachers talk to you for the last few minutes. I try to give them the last 10 minutes or so of the show. Adopt the habit of grateful thinking by focusing your attention and on all you are grateful for each day or appreciate. Use the word, whatever. Pick your word, right? After 21 days, as scientists say, you have created a habit. And you can start with some simple morning practices. We won't go through the simple morning practices that they have offered. Well, they have a couple of them here. Let me just pop on a couple of them. Simple practices to wake up every day grateful. Open your eyes and focus on one wonderful thing. Think about something really good. Something feels good. What feels good? What would feel good today? What would you appreciate doing today that feels really good? You know, it's easy if you have a big trip or something planned or activities planned for the day. It's a little harder when you don't have it. So you need to reach a little bit and appreciate or be grateful for some activities. I like the word appreciation there. You're going to appreciate something you're going to be doing today. And it makes it feel good, makes it feel really strong in your life. So we'll do that. These friends keep asking me questions and chat about stuff. So, okay, so I'm with you. I am with you, folks. So let's get into the next one. Okay, so yeah, just open your eyes and focus on one wonderful thing. We talked about that. Grab a pen and write. Journal about what you appreciate. Maybe that's the first thing you can do. Start your day off showing gratitude or appreciation for things in your life. Can you do 20? Oh, the sun is out today and looks beautiful outside. I appreciate the beautiful sunrise this morning. I was up early, or I'm grateful for a good night's sleep. Oh, that's a good one, right? I'm grateful for these dreams that got me inspired. Ooh, that's a good one, right? I'm really appreciating the breakfast I'm going to make for myself this morning, or I appreciate my partner to making breakfast this morning. I really appreciate that they're going to that effort to make breakfast for me. And show that appreciation, right? Show that appreciation. I like this next one. Start slowly. There's no room for gratitude in rushing the morning. So get up a little earlier, spend a little bit more time, not necessarily watching the morning news and getting depressed, no, but appreciation for gratitude. And, you know, like if you sit down, and this is a habit that I get in and out of and I love to do it, but if I can just kind of focus on doing it, is when I look at my food in the morning, I'm grateful for those who made the food. The farmers, okay, the grocers, the wholesalers, whoever processed the food. I try not to eat too much processed food, but it's kind of cool. It's just showing appreciation for those who prepare the food for you. Now, some people will offer a prayer, thank God for everything that you have in your life, and just stop and do that. Take a moment and read something inspiring to appreciate during the day, something to reflect on. So just take the time in the morning to show a little bit more appreciation. And I would say set your intentions. Set your intentions, okay, for the day. Some things that you will appreciate doing in that day. Appreciate the clients that you will have that day. Appreciate the activities. So That's pretty much that summarizes that one. I get back to see if you guys want to talk to me. What do you think about relationship questions I asked earlier? Who chooses, man or woman? Or does it matter? Or you choose each other? I don't know. Okay. Change your tone. At first I read that and said, change your time. What? No. It's tone, T-O-N-E. What's your attitude? Tone would be attitude. Focus on positive happenings and emotions. Focusing. I don't know what a focusing it is. Do you know what a focusing is? It's focusing on positive happens and emotions. So are you a complainer about your personal problems? You ever met somebody like that? Feelings of anxiety and depression. Oh, I'm Sherry. Oh, I had a bad day last night. Oh, I was so sick yesterday. Oh, they didn't like me anymore. Oh, why do people not like me? You ever been around people like that? You don't appreciate people like that, do you? Think about it. Unless you have somebody that's sympathetic to your whining and complaining, right? So change your tune. Be more positive. Have a positive attitude. And one of the aspects of positive attitude is showing more appreciation. Showing more appreciation for things that you want to happen in your life, right? For things that you want to happen in your life, right? So change your tone. Go from any negative reflections to positive reflections, appreciation reflections, right? So we'll move on to the next one. So that's really important. Attitude has a lot to do with manifesting, the law of attraction, manifesting, okay? So let's move on. Stick with it. It's got to be a habit. Doing it every day, showing gratitude or appreciation, make it a habit every morning. I know Tony Robbins, and I've heard Tony talk to certain people and give his, you know, his lectures, and he talks a lot about every morning he shows appreciation or gratitude for three things in his life and emphasizes those. Three is a very simple number, right? And I would say make it a habit every night. Before you go to sleep, things that you're appreciative of or grateful of that happened to you that day, okay? And make at least five, if not more, that would be cool. Okay, so that's one of the things about what you can do to start the day and end the day with about appreciation, okay? Write a handwritten letter of thanks, a card. I was thinking maybe a card. You know, some people give out little note cards, just simple little note cards thanking you for doing this for me. You know, and I did that when I was in business world and I was a manager, and I got in the habit of giving little congratulatory, ooh, yeah, it's easy for you to say, notes to my employees, thanking them for a job well done. I really appreciate the work that you did. I really appreciate how you finished that project. I really appreciate how you finished that on time. You know, for closing books, if the management, accounting manager, I appreciate that you got your work done on time or early so that we could close books on time. And so writing a note, and I think if you do that in the business world, or children, why not just give your children little love notes, little hearts, thank you for being, you know, thank you for doing that, thank you for washing the dishes last night, thank you for helping me clean up, all right, gratitude, appreciation for their little helps, you know, give them little hearts, give them a little candy or something that you feel that they were appreciate. Oops, phone went off again. Okay, so we're going to move on. And what am I going to do? What are we doing next? Interruptions. What time do we have left? Oh, I have a caller. So we're talking about gratitude. On a caller, I can give you about a minute because I want my spirit teachers. I want to channel because that's what I'm emphasizing is my channeling, and I really want them to channel about gratitude. So something about my phone going off this morning. That's really crazy. Okay, I'll take a call. And then we'll get more back into these 100 different ways of showing gratitude / appreciation. And I am going to let my spirit teachers. I think I'll keep that theme all week because I have like 100 of them and I only got through three. Okay, 610 area code. We'll take a call. We will take – well, my spirit guides in me, right? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
This is Linda from Pennsylvania.
Linda, how are you today?
Good, good.
So what are you grateful for? The show's all about gratitude or appreciation, pick your word. So that's what we're talking about today. So what are you grateful for? I got you on the spot there, didn't I? I got to think about that for a moment. Yeah, do the simple things. The simple things, like the snow is melting, you know, I get to go walk, you know, whatever, whatever. Pick one. And then go ahead and ask your question.
I mean, one, I'm grateful for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know what I've done, but I appreciate that. Thank you. So what's on Linda's mind today?
What do you mean?
Why did you call in? Is there a particular reason?
It was an interesting topic.
Oh, okay, good. You know, some people call in, they're way off topic, and they're going, why? Why are you calling in? You're asking me about something. Okay, so anything else?
It's just stressful leaving to, like, listen to, like, something like this, you know?
Oh, good. Well, it's always good to be reminded of that we, you know, I read a lot about the value of for appreciation. The more you appreciate something, the more you'll get of it. It's the law of attraction principle. The more you appreciate something in your life, the more you're going to get good things in your life. So that's really important. So what does Linda do? I got about a minute. What does Linda do?
I learn.
Well, excellent. Well, unless you have a question or two, I would like to move on with the show, and I'm going to channel my spirit teachers for the next section of the show, so hopefully you don't mind if I do that, unless you have a quick question.
About what?
What am I going to channel on? Well, okay.
A channeling session for me or something?
No. I just thought maybe you had a question about anything, you know, anything related to what we're talking about, but that's fine.
Oh.
If you want to listen, that's cool, too.
I don't know, like, my mom is in my mind, you know, I feel like she's, you know, like, I think our moms influence us a lot, you know, like.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're products of our environment, I guess that's a good way of putting it, right? We are products of our environment. Good or
bad?
Yeah,
how would you deal with someone who is, like, a little unfriendly and a little standoffish, not being assertive, not liking to express feelings, keep complaining about her weight, you know? Like, she complains a bit. And yeah.
That's a really good question. How do you deal with somebody who's being negative all the time, right? Is that really basically?
Well, not all the time, just a portion of the time she can be that way.
Okay, I'll give you one thought because it ties into our theme today about appreciation or gratitude. When a person is being that way, turn it around and express what you appreciate about them. Kind of change the tone of the conversation. Whatever you appreciate about that person, then you can pick something and say, I really appreciate the way you cook. And I'm just using that as an example. I really appreciate the meals that you've been making. So you want to turn that to something that you appreciate that they do on a positive level versus the negativity. So you shift the conversation to something positive. You go, well, I really appreciate how you do whatever you do, right? And pick one, pick something. And that changes the tone. And obviously, they're going to reflect on that for a moment and go, well, thank you. You know, that changes the whole energy field when you show appreciation for something they do. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Try that next time. She's complaining about her weight. You know, I really appreciate the way you do your hair. You know, something. Just pick something that you appreciate. Obviously, there's got to be more than one thing you appreciate about your mother, right? There's got to be a lot of things you appreciate about your mother. Try that next time, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, it works. It shifts the mind. It shifts the thinking into something more positive and less negative. Okay? Be well.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So what am I going to do next? Oh, I am going to let my spirit guides. They got about 5 minutes. They're going to go, Okay, so Sarah is a group of spiritual teachers that I've been channeling, much like the Abraham teaching and, you know, Esther and Abraham, and where there's some other ones out there that do something similar. So I'm going to go away for a couple minutes and let them talk about this basic theme. Learn from your mistakes. You know, this is an interesting thought we have for your listeners, and we would say to you, appreciate your mistakes. Now, that sounds kind of contrary to what you would normally do, but you made a mistake, and you can learn from your mistake, and you can do something different next time. So appreciate a mistake as a learning opportunity. So if you made a mistake, you did something that wasn't up to normally how you would do it or the way you intended to do it, you can stop. I made a mistake. Ooh, I didn't do that. Now, how can I do that differently next time? When I'm faced with that situation, when that person says something to me, so mistakes become teaching opportunities or learning opportunities. So appreciate your mistakes. Now, some people would say, but if you think about that for a moment, if you never made mistakes, you would never really learn and grow and expand yourself, because you would think, oh, I'm perfect. I don't need to change. I don't need to do things different. But you make mistakes. You do things so that they become learning experiences. So next time you do it, you can reflect back on the last time and go, oh, yeah, this is what I learned, and this is how I'm going to handle it. And you make repetitive mistakes in the same subject, hopefully, eventually you'll get it, you'll appreciate it, and you'll learn, and you'll learn, and you'll learn, and you'll handle the situation differently. Have you ever had things in your life where you took on a new project, and you made mistakes doing the new project, but don't you stop and go, well, I could have done that a little differently. Well, I appreciate that mistake, because it taught me how to do something a little bit better next time, and maybe a little bit quicker, maybe a little bit more accurate, with more accuracy next time. So we would say to you, as a quick message that we have for you today, is appreciate your mistakes, because they're learning opportunities. And in some cases, they're teaching opportunities, right? Because you can teach somebody else, oh, I made this mistake and about doing this particular thing, and I learned a lot, and let me share to you so you don't make the same mistake, right? So learning, teaching opportunities from mistakes. So that's our brief lesson for you today, is honor your mistakes, appreciate your mistakes, show gratitude for your mistakes, because they taught you something. They taught you a different way. Now, if you never change, if you don't reflect on it, obviously you're going to make them the same thing over and over again. So, yeah, appreciate it, because you have the opportunity to do things a little bit better next time, and then a little bit better the next time. And so it's a growing opportunity. It's a learning opportunity. So don't get upset at your mistakes and freaked out and angry at your mistakes. No. Say, oh, thank you. I learned something. I'm going to do it better. I'm really going to learn from that mistake and appreciate that mistake. And next time I will do it a little bit better. I will be a little bit more considerate to other people. I will do this. I will do that. So we would say, learn from your mistake. So that's our brief message. George didn't give us a lot of time today. Maybe he will on Thursday, because he'll be back on Thursday. A little plug, right? Yeah, he'll be back on Thursday. Maybe he'll give us more time to talk to you about some aspect of this particular topic, which, or whatever topic comes up on Thursday. So thank you for listening. Now, we will put this out there, because George has been talking about this all the time. We'd love to channel for you. If you have issues or questions or things that you want to develop more in your life, we want to help you. We want to show you and give you advice and guidance on being successful in whatever area of your life you need to be successful or want to be successful. So thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Okay, so that was my spirit guides. That was a nice message, wasn't it? I never really thought of that one. Honor your mistakes as a learning opportunity. Don't get mad. Don't get frustrated with them. Don't get angry. Oh, I made a mistake. I'm a loser. No. Go, okay, I made a mistake. Let me learn from that. Let me grow from that. Let me do it differently. And then when I face somebody else faces that, I can teach them what I learned. Kindness isn't. So thank you for listening. I'll be back on Thursday, as my spirit teacher said. And not sure what topic. Love you guys. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for listening and be well. Go have some fun. Yeah, just please go have some fun. Bye now.